Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Gimel. We left off in daf Beis Amid Beis in Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are middle of discussing how La'asad Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to confront the Umos HaOlam as to why it is that they didn't observe the Torah, why it is that they didn't live life properly, and they're going to come and try to defend themselves one by one. And the Gemara goes through, or the last thing we discussed was how the first of the nations, the first two of the nations, would come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to defend themselves based on all the good things that they had done and all the productive things that they had built for society, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call them out on that and say, you didn't actually build that for the sake of Klal Yisrael, you did that for the sake of yourselves, and sometimes for very immoral purposes, and even though they did tend to benefit Klal Yisrael, that was an act of God, that was not their own intentions. So we left off in the medium-sized lines, Maishna, about 10 lines into the medium-sized lines. The last words on the line are Umaishna, were a few words before that. So Maishna hani de chashivi, Umaishna hani de lo chashivi luhu. So the Gemara asks, why is it that we only mention explicitly Romi and the Parsiim and Paras, and we don't mention all the other nations? So the Gemara says, Mishum dahanach mashchi b'malchusayu ha'da'asim mashicha, because these malchuyos are going to extend until Mashiach comes. So now the nations are going to tell them, Ribono Shalom, Klumna Satalanu, Veloki Balnuha, did you ever give us the Torah that we didn't accept it? Meaning, how can you fault us for not observing the Torah? You never gave us the Torah. So, Frak the Gemara, Mui Matsi the Memor Hachi, can they really have such a taina? Vaksiv, Ayomar Hashem, Misinai Ba, Vizarach Miseir Lamo, Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Eluka Miteman Yavo, so my boy Biseir, my boy Biparan. So it sounds like Kodesh Baruch Hu had come to give Klal Yisrael the Torah from Seir and from Paran. So the question is, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in Seir and in Paran in the first place? So Rabbi Yochanan, Malami Chichzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kal Uma V'Lashon V'Lo Kiblua Ad Sheba Itzel Yisrael V'Kiblua. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to each and every nation and offered the Torah, and they all refused it. None of them accepted the Torah until he came to Klal Yisrael, and they finally accepted the Torah. So the point is, how could the nations of the world possibly have a taina? Look, you never gave us the Torah. He offered every single one of them the Torah. Now, it happens to be, the Pasuk only talks about Seir and Paran, so that is only really a reference to Esav and Yishmael. V'zarech miseir lomo fir meher Paran is Esav and Yishmael. How does that show that he went to every nation in the world? It shows that he went to Esav and Yishmael. It doesn't show every other nation in the world. So the Ramban in Parshas V'zos Abracha says that the reason why he chooses to mention Esav and Yishmael is because they have a greater shaychus to the Torah, because they're B'nai Avraham. So they have more of a shaychus to the Torah than anyone else. But the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really went to everybody. The Pasuk just mentions those that would have been most likely to accept it, and even they didn't accept it. And Kal V'chomer, nobody else, none of the other nations, accepted it. So Ela Hachi Amri, rather this was the taina that they came to, that they're going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Klum ki balnua v'lo ki amnua, meaning they said, look, you're right, we didn't accept it. But did we ever accept it and not observe it? How could you fault us for not observing something? That's why we didn't accept it in the first place, because we knew we weren't going to observe it. So we didn't break any laws. And that's going to be their undoing. Why didn't they accept it? So elokach omrim lefanav. So rather, that can't be their defense, because that itself they could be faulted for not wanting to accept it in the first place. So this is rather what they're going to say. Ribon shalom klum kafisa leinu har kigigis v'lo kibalnua. You want to be upset at us for not accepting the Torah? Klal Yisrael didn't accept the Torah willingly. You took a mountain and put it over their heads and threatened them with death if they don't accept it. Did you ever try that trick on us? If you would have tried that on us, we also would have accepted it. K'mosha sisli Yisrael, like you did to Klal Yisrael, d'chsiv, as the Pasuk says, v'yisyatzvu b'sachti sahar, that they stood under the mountain, v'amar avdimi barchamu, malami shakaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha'kagigis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, held the mountain over their head, like a jar, al Yisrael, v'amar lehem, ima atem mekablim nas haTorah mutav, look, if you're going to accept the Torah, it's very good, v'im lav, sham teikvu raschem, and if you're not going to accept the Torah, well, here's going to be your burial place. So that's going to be their response. response that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kafaleim harkigigas for Klal Yisrael, and he wasn't kafaleim harkigigas for us. Miyad omelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu harishonos yashmi unu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, let's say you would have accepted the Torah. Would you have observed it? There's a very simple test case. You got seven mitzvahs. Did you observe those? Well, look at those seven mitzvahs, and if you've observed those, then we'll make it ki'ilu you observed Kal HaTorah, and I can't fault you for anything. If you didn't observe those, then it's evident that you would not have observed the rest of the Torah either. So shenem av rishonos yashmi'enu sheva mitzvah shekibaltem heichem kiyamtem. The seven mitzvahs that you did accept, where were you mekayim those? So just before we move on, Tosos Mesech Shabbos Tav Peches is where we have the Kabbalah Satora Gemara, where the Gemara tells us about Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. So Tosos says, why does it make sense, Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas, famous Kasha, didn't Klal Yisrael say it's Ferish in the Chumash, Nasa V'Nishma? They already said that they're going to observe the entire Torah. So what was the Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas? What was the role of that? So Tosos answers that the concern was that, yes, they initially accepted it, but once they saw the Esh HaGadolah, once they saw this great fire of the revelation of Kabbalah Satara, they would get scared and they would back out of that commitment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to scare them into it rather than scare them out of it by being Kofaleim Harkigigas. That's Tosas Teretz. There's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach that says different, that gives a different Teretz than Tosos, and says that the Torah Shebal Peh, they needed the Kfiyah Sahar. Torah Shebichsav, they accepted Nasa V'Nishma. Torah Shebal Peh, they needed to have Kofaleim Harkigigas. And that's what we have in the days of Megillas Esther, that Kimu V'Kiblu, that they went back and were Mekabel the Torah Shebal Peh willingly in the days of Megillas Esther. So the Maral says, based on Tosos, asking on Tosos, maybe when they would see the Esh HaGadolah, they would be Chozer. He says, how could you say that they would be Chozer from Kabbalah HaTorah? How could you say that? And yet, this is a zuchus that we always look back to. This is a great zuchus. Why would they have been chozer? What exactly would have put them in such fear that they would have been chozer? Furthermore, he says, our Gemara here in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Klum Kafisa Aleinu Har Kigigas, the nations of the world are going to have a taina, you never tried Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. So why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, yeah, I only did Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas on Klal Yisrael, because they initially said Nasa V'Nishma. You didn't give me anything. You didn't throw me a bone to begin with. So you weren't Zocha to Har Kigigas. So that if Tosus's pshat is correct, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have responded to Klal Yisrael. So that's the Maral's question. Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Paraklam Beis, that's his question on Tosos. And he says, perhaps the pshat is as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kofa the hara on Klal Yisrael, so that they shouldn't say, we were mekabel the Torah on our own, and if we didn't want to, we wouldn't have been mekabel the Torah, and therefore they would always have the impression that the Torah is something that's optional, that they always have the ability to choose to do or not to do. And therefore, in order to make sure that since the Torah was so critical, was so important, that Klal Yisrael always observed the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it the kind of relationship that it wasn't something that was optional, that was something that was absolutely required, and therefore he was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. So the truth is, that generation didn't really need Kfiyas Aleim Har Kigigas, says the Maral. They didn't need it. They already said Nasa V'Nishma. Not like Tosfos. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas was for to create a certain type of relationship with the Torah that cannot be created by something that one accepts willingly on themselves. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So Minalan Delo Kimim, how do we know that the nations of the world were not Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach? The Tanya Rav Yosef Amad Vayimodid Eretz Ra V'Yesar Gayim Mai Ra'a Ra'a Zayim Mitzvos Shekiblo Aleim Bnei Noach V'lo Kimim, that he saw the seven mitzvos that Bnei Noach were Mekabel but were not Mekayim. Kivin Shelo Kimim Amad V'Hitiran Lahen. So once they were not Mekayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up and was Matir those Sheva Mitzvos for them. So Frakti Gemara Itgure Itgur and Kein Matzinu Chote Niskar. They're going to benefit from not observing those mitzvos. Turns out that for sinning, they get rewarded. They get rewarded with not having to observe those mitzvos anymore. Samar Mar B'Reid Ravina Lomar Sha'af Al Pisha Mekayim Enosan Ein Mekayim Aleim Schar. Because initially they didn't observe them, their punishment was not that they don't have to observe them, they still have to observe them, it's just that now they're not going to be mekabel schar anymore for observing them. So frek the Gemara, they're not mekabel schar anymore. V'lova tanya hayra meir omer minayin shafilu ovid kochavim v'osik b'torah shu kikohen gadol. How do I know that even a guy who goes and learns Torah, that he has the status of a Kohen Gadol? Tamalomar asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai bahem. It says that when Adam does them, and v'chai bahem, he will live by them. Now, how does it refer to someone who learns Torah? Not Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim. Lo ne'amar, it doesn't say Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim. Ela ha'adam. That shows that even if he's an Ovid Kochavim and he's involved in Torah, he's like a Kohen Gadol. So what does it mean? How can you tell me that the Ovid Kochavim, that the Umos HaOlam rather, when they do the Zion Mitzvos, they're not going to receive Schar? We find over here that when they learn Torah, they receive Schar. When they learn Torah, they're considered like the Kohen Gadol. So presumably, even though Torah is not one of the Zion Mitzvos, and Adrabah, a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, but presumably what we're saying is a kal v'chomer, that when it comes to learning Torah, which typically they're not allowed to do, still they receive great schar for it. So kal v'chomer, the Zayin Mitzvos, which they're mechuyev to do, they should receive great schar. El lomel chaber, rather it's to teach you that when it comes to the Zayin Mitzvos, it's not that they don't receive any schar, but rather, she'ein mekablun aleihem schar ki mitzuva ve'osa, ela kamisha einam mitzuva ve'osa. They don't get the schar of a mitzuva ve'osa, they only get the schar of an einam mitzuva ve'osa. So they get the same schar as someone who's never chayiv in the mitzvah to begin with. Dam Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina taught us, Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosa, yosa mimisha ena mitzuva v'yosa. That even though it's counterintuitive, one would think that the one who gets the greatest schar is the one who does things voluntarily and was never even asked to do it and he does it on his own. But it's not so. When it comes to mitzvos, the one who's mitzuva v'yosa, the guy who is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something and he does it anyway, is greater than the one who was not commanded to do it and volunteers it. That's our rule, right? That's what the Gemara says, that Rav Yosef, when he was blind, used to say that he would make a big party for people who said that Gadol that a Summa is pata from all mitzvos, because he thought that since he's a Summa and he's pata from all mitzvos, he'd get even greater schar for doing the mitzvos. But then he discovered this passage of Gadol ha-mitzuv v'yosa, yosa mishenu mitzuv v'yosa, and he would say, Adarabah, he'd make a big party for anyone who would say that a blind person is chayiv in mitzvos, because it's much greater to be a mitzuv v'yosa. What's the logic that it's greater to be a mitzuv v'yosa than an enu mitzuv v'yosa? So Tulsa says, typically accepted pshat, Pirush Mipneshu Doeg Tamid Levatal Yitzro Lekayim Mitzvos Boro. That when you're mitzvah v'yosa, you're always concerned, you're always worried, are you going to be able to do the mitzvahs properly? Because you have that extra pressure on you to make sure you have to do it, as opposed to an enu mitzvah v'yosa who can volunteer to do it, but if something gets in his way, okay, so it doesn't have any pressure, it's no big loss. It's like a guy who goes to Minyan, because he goes to Minyan, and a guy who goes to Minyan because he has to say Kaddish for somebody. So there's an additional pressure for the guy who's got to say Kaddish, that's just this enormous burden that's on him that creates a much, much greater pressure. So that greater pressure is what we get greater schar for. The Ritva writes, not over here, I think the Ritva Maseches Kiddushin says a much more pashut svara. The Ritva says, you know what, Gadol Mitzuv V'yosa? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do something, he'll likely ask you to do it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you he wants you to do it, that means that it's the Ratzon Hashem, that you do it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask you to do it, it may be a nice thing to volunteer, but it's not as great a mitzvah, because it's not the Ratzon Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, he would ask for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go do this mitzvah. That means that it's a greater mitzvah than when he doesn't ask you to go and do a mitzvah. But so that's the that's what the Gemara is saying. That's the status of the Zayin mitzvos, B'nei Noach, that they're going to come with this taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that had we gotten the Torah, we would have observed all the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would simply be able to say to them, what are you talking about? We have a test case, and that's the Zion mitzvahs. You didn't observe them. Because you didn't observe them, you were even punished that it didn't even count as a mitzvah v'yosa anymore. Now, a lot of discussion over here. If the Rishonim point out that when we say that they only have a status of an enu mitzvah v'yosa, and that Amad v'hi Tiran, right? The Gemara says that Amad V'Tiran just means that they don't get the highest level of schar. Doesn't mean that it's actually mutter. It's still asur mida oraisa for a guy to violate any of the Zion mitzvos b'nei Noach. And therefore, if a person is machshil a guy in one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach, l'chora it's an isra of lifnei iver mida oraisa. And that's how the Ritva writes in Davavam Beis that mechiru l'nachri l'haskil l'lasis l'midi davin be'avero tekrovus l'avod zara. If you give a guy something that he's going to be able to use for tekrovus l'avod zara, so the Jew who has given him the materials to violate l'avod zara has violated lifnei iver min ha-Torah, lifnei iver mida oraisa. There is a tshuva Pnei Yeshua. I think the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua was written by the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua. It wasn't by the Pnei Yeshua that we know of. The commentary on Shas was written by the Pnei Yeshua that we know of, and I think the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua wrote the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. But there's a Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua that says that Lifnei Iver by a guy after Matan Torah is not Midarais, is only Midrabanan, because Amad V'Yitiru Lahen. He takes Amad V'Yitiru Lahen very literally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally matrit for them. But all the other Achronim don't understand what the Pnei Yeshua is talking about. They find it very difficult to accept that Pnei Yeshua. Okay, a couple of ha'aras from Tosfos over here. First of all, the Gemara darshins that a guy who goes and learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol from the fact that the Pasuk doesn't mention Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim, rather it mentions Adam. And Adam is all-inclusive, it includes even Goyim. Frak Tosfos, that's not really true throughout Shas. The Gemara B'Metzia Daf Kuf Yudalit says that Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim are not Metame Ba'ohel. A kever of a non-Jew does not cause Tumas Ohel, because it says Adam Kiyamos Ba'ohel, and we darshin Atem Kruyim Adam, that only Jews are called Adam, not non-Jews. So the very drasha that we know that Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim are not Metame Ba'ohel is because the term Adam means only Jewish people. And yet our Gemara is darshaning from the term Adam that it must include even Ovdei Kochavim as well. So it's a little bit difficult to understand how our Gemara can make such a drasha. So Tosfos gives one mahalik from Rabbeinu Tam that Yesh Lechalik Bein Adam LeHa'adam, that our Gemara talks about Ha'adam, Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam. Ha'adam with the Hey Hayadiyah is the Adam, which is the Jewish people, which is, Ha'adam, no, is the opposite. Ha'adam is everybody. Adam is only the Jewish people. And then Tosfos asks a little later on in Tosfos, Vim Tamar, Perka Shalech, the Gemara in Gittin says, Yesh kin lovei kochavim beret Yisrael, lach par bashichin u'ma'aros, shema va'aretz nasan livnei Adam. That since the Pasuk says, Ha'aretz nasan livnei Adam, we see that an Ovid kochavim also has the right to dig in Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's the word Adam, and we're darshaning to include Ovid kochavim. And over there, it's not the word Ha'adam. Adam. It's the word Adam. So how does that fit with Rabbeinu Tam? So Tos says, "Vamar Rabbeinu Tam, dov dichav nami mikri bnei Adam, sherotz lomer bnei Adam Arishon." Bnei Adam is different than Adam and Ha Adam. Bnei Adam means the children of Adam Arishon. Children of Adam Arishon includes obviously all of mankind, not just Jewish people, but includes all of mankind, even of the Chavim as well. Good, so the terminology of Adam, Ha'adam, you have to be very careful exactly how we're going to darshan it. So when it comes to Tumas Ohel, we paskin that an Ovid Chavim is not Metame B'Tumas Ohel because he's not considered Adam in that respect. I think the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that we're machmir lechatchila, that for a kohen not to be metame even with an ohel of the kochavim. But there's a discussion in the Achronim where they talk about different types of ohel, that even midrabanan where we are makbid not to be metame b'tumas ohel to an ovid kochavim, that might only be the kind of ohel where he's on top of you or you're on top of him. But what we call an ohel hamshacha, where you just happen to be in the same room as a non-Jewish mace, that maybe is even midrabanan, we're not so makbid about. It comes up a lot if people are kohanim to go to a wake or something of a business associate or something like that, where they'd be in the same room as a dead body. So many poskim are makel if it's something that's very important for them to be in the same room as a non-Jewish dead body. Okay, I think I asked Rav David Cohn that when I was talking to Rav David Cohn one time. I spoke to him. I think I asked him that question. Someone must have just asked it that week. It wasn't my number one question, but I think he said, yeah, we're makel for that. Okay, anyway, also Tosfos points out, Shafilu Ovid Chavim Osik Petora, right, the Gemara says that an Ovid Chavim Osik Petora is going to be like the Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos says, Pirush B'Shev Mitzvah Shalahem. Osik Petora means if he's Osik in Torah about the Zayin Mitzvos. Dilu B'Shar Mitzvos, Amirim B'Shan Hezhen Perek Dal Misos, Ovid Elim Osik Petora Chayiv Misa. Because he's not allowed to learn the rest of of the Torah. He's chayiv misa for trying to learn the rest of the Torah. So it must be that osik b'Torah within the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Right? Others could possibly interpret this Gemara saying no, that he's not allowed to go ahead and learn Torah, but there is something that Torah does to a person that just naturally changes them, and there is a certain kavod you have to have for Torah itself, for Torah learning, whether it was done in the right way or done by someone who should not have been doing it. But okay, but Tosfos says no, it can't be that if he did an avera, that it would enhance his stature. So it has to be that he was doing something that was not an avera, that was a mitzvah. So learning the Zayin mitzvah is obviously something that he's required to do, because how else is he supposed to observe the Zayin mitzvahs if not to learn the Zayin mitzvahs? The same would be true of a woman, that even a woman who's patur from Talmud Torah, even feels it's usher for a woman to learn Torah, but she's chayev in so many mitzvahs, so all the mitzvahs that she's chayev in, she should have, it should greatly enhance her stature when she learns about those mitzvahs. The next Tosfos, Hareu Kohen Gadol, Tosfos bothered of all the things to say that he's like, why dafka Kohen Gadol? He says, L'hachi nakar Kohen Gadol mishum dechsiv yikari hi mipninim v'dashinan mikohen Gadol anichnas l'fnei v'lifnim. That the Torah is more precious than pearls, and mipninim v'darshin means more precious than the Kohen Gadol who's nichnas l'fnei v'lifnim. Gabe mamzer tamachachim Kohen Gadol ama aretz. That's how we darshin that a mamzer tamachachim is of even a higher stature than a Kohen Gadol ama aretz. That's when he's a mamzer Talmud Chacham. But an Ovid Kochavim Talmud Chacham, he's not going to be higher than a Kohen Gadol Amaretz. He's going to be on the same level as a Kohen Gadol Amaretz. But that's why we use the Kohen Gadol comparison. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter about 10 lines in on Gimel Amar Aleph. Rather, the Ovdei Kochavim are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the following taina. Yisrael Shekibluah Heichon Kiyemuah. You're going to fault us for not observing the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and you're going to say that's indicative of what we would have done had we gotten the entire Torah. Well, what about Klal Yisrael? Did they observe all of Torah? Yes, I am their witness that they were Mekayim Kalat Arkula. That's very nice, but can a father be made for his son? That's your Pasal Eidos, the Chsiv, Beni Bechor Yisrael. You yourself call Yisrael your son. So Shemayim Va'aretz will come and be made for them. Shekimu Asatar Kula. Shemayim Va'aretz Nogin Be'edusa, and Shemayim Va'aretz are Nogin Be'edus. Shemayim Lo Bisi Yomim V'Leiluchuk, Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. And Amr Bishim Bel Nakish, what does that pasuk mean? Ma'idik Su Ve'yer Ve'yvoke Yom Hashishi. What does the pasuk mean when it says Ve'yer Ve'yvoke Yom Hashishi rather than Yom Shishi? Melamichis, Nakorj Baruch Hu, Ma'isa Bereshis, this teaches Nakorj Baruch Hu built a Tanai into Ma'isa Bereshis, Va'amar, and Yisrael, Mekablin Estarasi, Mutav. If Klal Yisrael wants to accept the Torah, that's great, everything will go as planned. Vimlav, and Yachzir, Scham Lesol Vavos, Nakorj Baruch Hu built into the Bria that if Klal Yisrael is not going to be Mekabal the Torah, Shema Shemayim Va'aretz is going to go back to Sovavo. So Shemayim Va'aretz is obviously very nogea be'edus to say that Klal Yisrael is Mekayim the Torah. Their very existence depends on Klal Yisrael being Mekayim the Torah. Fractosos Vim Tomar Vahare Raya Gadola Shekimu Shar Shemayim Va'aretz Kayamim Heim. But Tos says, isn't the very existence of Shemayim Va'aretz therefore the greatest Raya that Klal Yisrael is Mekayim the Torah? Otherwise, how are they even around if Klal Yisrael was not Mekayim the Torah? Very sharp kasha. So says Tos Yeshlomer De'in Choshen Bezua Raya De'inav Meyed Al Beno. Yeah, but who allowed Shemayim Va'aretz to stick around? That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to be the father. The father can't be made. It's not really Shemayim Va'aretz that are being made. They're not going to destroy themselves. They're not going to commit suicide. If they would be wiped out, it would be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the father. And he's Pasal Eidos. Furthermore, it doesn't say that Shemayim Va'aretz is only going to exist if Klal Yisrael observes the Torah. It says that if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, then Shemayim Va'aretz will be able to continue to exist. So the existence of Shemayim Va'aretz is a right that Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah. What they did after that, Shemayim Va'aretz has nothing to do with. Shemayim Va'aretz still can't be made because there's still no Ge'abedus. They owe their very existence to Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah, and therefore it's unlikely that they're going to be made against Klal Yisrael. They're no Ge'abedus on that level. Okay, the Tosfos also deals with the problem of the drush of Yom HaShishi. There is a day that we were mekabel the Torah on Shiva, on the seventh day of Sivan, not the sixth day. So how do you darshan Yom HaShishi? Right, so that's dealt with extensively by the Rishonim about how Hosef Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Echad Midaito, that the initial plan was for it to be on the sixth day of Sivan, but Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day on his own, and that's why it turned out to be on the seventh day. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the original deal, he made a reference to the ideal date, the planned date of Kabbalah Satara. Okay, Vaitin Ligmar, Maidiksim Mishmaim Mishmata Din Eretz Yira Vishakta, Im Yira Lama Shakta Vim Shakta Lama Yira. So if it was afraid, why was it quiet? If it was quiet, why was it afraid? El Bethil Yira Besov Shakta. Meaning, this is how it goes. The Gemara is going to spell it out. Amr Lama Kosh Barhu, Michem Yavo Vyidu Behem Be Yisrael Shakimu Satara Kula. From you yourselves, from you, the nations of the world yourselves, people are going to come and be made that Klal Yisrael accepted the whole Torah, observed the whole Torah rather. Yavo Nimrod, v'yeid ba'avram, shalo avar avod z'chavim. Nimrod's going to come and he's going to be made on Avram Avinu that he didn't worship idolatry. Yavo Lavan, v'yeid b'yakov, shalo nekshad al gezel. Lavan is going to come and testify to Yaakov's honesty. Tavo eshes potifera, v'teid b'yosef, shalo nekshad al avera. The wife of Potiphar is going to come and be made about Yosef that he didn't commit any adultery. Yavo Nebuchadnezzar, v'yeid b'chanani mishol v'azariah, shalo shtach v'litzelem. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come, he's going to be made about Hanani Mishal Vazariah, that they were never mishtachave to the Tselem. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Tselem of Tosfos Kotzev here, that the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar was not actually an Avodah Zarah. It was some type of statue that he made as a Kavod HaMelech type of thing. But it was not actually an Avodah Zarah. And he says it's Meduyuk in this Gemara that way. Because when it talks about how Nimrod is going to be made about Avram Avinu, it says he's going to be made about Avram Avinu that he wasn't Oved, Avodah Zarah. When it talks about what Nebuchadnezzar is going to be made about Hanani Mishal Vazariah, it doesn't say Avodah Zarah, just that he wasn't a Shtachava Letzelem. So he says, you see from there that this Tselem was not the Avodah Zarah. And he says, based on this, a lot of different Gemaras fit very nicely. The Gemara Masech Ksubas Daf Lam Gimel and Beis says that El Mali Nagdi L'Chanani Mishal V'Azariah Polchu L'Tzalma, that had Hanani Mishal V'Azariah not been threatened with death, but with physical pain, with being beaten up until they did it, then they would have worshipped the Tselem. Then they would have bowed to the Tselem. Not worshipped, they would have bowed to the Tselem. So everyone asks, what do you mean? It's Yaharig Val Yavar. How could they have then bowed to the Tselem? Now, of course they wouldn't have bowed to the Tselem. No, but the point is that it's not Avodah Zarah. So since it wasn't Avodah Zarah, then they could have bowed to the Tselem. Right? So this fits in very nicely with the Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam. And also, he says, "Hainu hadaparach b'makom shenagu." He says the Gemara in Pesachim and Gimel and Beis says, "Ma'ro Hanani Mishal v'Azariah shemasru atzmon tov kivshan eish." What did Hanani Mishal v'Azariah see that caused them to commit themselves to jump into the furnace? And the Gemara makes the Kal v'Chomer from Tzvardeya, right? The famous Kal v'Chomer from the frogs. But the point of that Gemara is that they should have been mishtachvet to the Tzelem since it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Meaning, otherwise the Gemara wouldn't be asking, what did they see that caused them to jump into the fire? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you understand very well what the Gemara is asking. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. So why would they give up their lives for it if it wasn't really Avodah Zarah? And he says another raya from the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, "Mipnei manis chayvu sonem shal yishol kliya, mipnei shishtachavu l'tzelem. Heim lo asu el l'flim." So the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael bowed down to the Tzelem, they were only doing it as on the outside. But on the inside, they weren't really, they didn't really have intentions, any thoughts of doing anything wrong, of worshipping anything, of serving anything else, now of showing any real respect. Now, if it was a real Avodah Zarah, then you have to be moser yourself for Kiddush Hashem, even if you don't really mean it. Even if when you're bowing down, if someone holds a gun to your head and says, "Bow down to this Avodah Zarah, I'm going to shoot you," even if you don't believe in the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to bow to the Avodah Zarah. So how does it help? Sheheim lo asu alifnim. Elamai must be that Tselem is different. Tselem doesn't necessarily mean Avodah Zarah. Tselem could just mean a statue that's covered a particular political figure. So says the Gemara, "Vayter last skinny line." Yavo Dar Yavish v'yeid b'Daniel. Dar Yavish is going to come be made on Daniel. Shlo bitel es atfila, that he wasn't mevatel the tefila. Yavo Beldar Ashochi v'tzofar namasi v'alifas atimni. The three friends of Eov are going to come. V'yidu behem b'Yisrael shekimos kol haTorah kula, and they're going to be made about Klal Yisrael that they observe the entire Torah. Now Tosfos notes, if you look in the pesukim in Eov, the three friends of Eov are not listed in that order. They're listed in a slightly different order. So Tosfos says, yeah, the Gemara all the time switches the order of things, even though it doesn't. There's no reason for it to be switched. And he gives an example from the Mishnah Maseches Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, "Hagiyores hashvuya v'ashivcha." If you have a giyores, a captive, or a maidservant, sheniftu v'sheneskayr v'sheneshachru, who's redeemed, who's converted, or freed. Now, if you were going in order, it should have said shenizgairu first, then sheniftu, then shenishtachru, right? The first two should have been flipped, because if we're going the order of Giorish Shuyashivcha. So says Tosas, yeah, it's not a problem. The Gemara isn't makbit to go in order. When I was learning Ksubas in Yeshiva this year, if you look in Shittim Gbetzos over there in Ksubas Tafid Aleph, there are a whole bunch of mahalchim in Shittim Gbetzos to explain exactly why the Mishnah chose to put it in that way. That it wasn't just, we don't care about the order. There was a particular reason. We start with Gioris because she's the most chashuv of the three. So Gioris, then Shvuya, which is the next most chashuv, then the Shivcha, right? The Gioris did the most, she made the most greatest commitment to Klal Yisrael by joining voluntarily. The Shvuya is just a regular Jewish girl who happens to be captive, and the Shivcha is a non-Jew. And then when we talk about what happens to them, we try to talk about what the most important mitzvah to be osek in, what the most important activity to try to involve yourself in. So Sheniftu is number one. Pidyon Shvuyim is much more important than going around proselytizing people. So Sheniftu is number one. Then Shen is Gairu, because that's not so, we don't go around looking for Gairim. It's an okay thing to do. You're allowed to make Gairim, but we don't go around looking to make Gairim. And then Shen is Shachru, because that's Aser. You're not allowed to be Meshachrer Nevet. So that's why it flips the order, according to the Shittim Gbetzes, I think, in the name of the Ritva. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Yitnu Edeim Yitztuku. Amru Lufan of Ribbono Shalom. Tnei Lanu Mirosh V'Nasenu. So the Umas Olam are then going to say to the Ribbono Shalom, okay, you got us. We didn't observe the Torah, we didn't accept the Torah, and had we accepted it, you're right, maybe we wouldn't have observed it. Give us another chance. Let us receive the Torah again. Amru Lufan of Karsh Baruch. Karsh Baruch says to them, Shotim Shabi Olam. Mish Tarach Be'er of Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. Mish Lo Tarach Be'er of Shabbos, Me'echon Yochel B'Shabbos. He says, you Shotim, you morons. Someone who prepares themselves on Erev Shabbos can then enjoy Shabbos. If you don't prepare an Erev Shabbos, you can't enjoy Shabbos. So you can't just wait for Olam Haba. You can't just wait for loss of love and say, okay, now I'm ready. It's too late to be ready then. Ela afal pikein, but nevertheless, since you ask for it, I'll give you a shot. Mitzvah kali yeshli. I have one minor mitzvah, one easy mitzvah. V'sukkah shema, it's called sukkah. L'chuv asu osa. Go do that mitzvah. So, frak the Gemara, mimatzas amrad hachi. V'hamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, maiduk sifar sharenochi mitzavcha hayom, hayom la'asosam v'lo l'machar la'asosam, hayom la'asosam v'lo hayom litol schar. So, how could you offer them a mitzvah to do at that point? V'asad lavo, isn't it hayom la'asosam? We only get to do mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh, not in Olam Haba. El Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trunya b'riyosav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be too hard on his creations, and therefore, if they ask for it, he's going to give it to them. Why does he call it a mitzvah kala? Why is sukkah the example of a mitzvah kala? Because it's cheap. It's very inexpensive to observe the mitzvah of sukkah. Meaning all you got to do is collect some wood and build the hadus before you have the prefab fiberglass, and you know it is taka quite expensive, but it used to be very cheap when people would just collect wood and make a sukkah. So miyad kolechad ve'achad notel v'holich v'osa sukkah b'rosh gago. So everyone went away right away and they collected wood and they built a sukkah on their rooftops. V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleim chama b'tkufas tamuz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun like it was in the middle of the summer where the sun is very, very strong. V'kolechad ve'achad and each and every one of them who built the sukkah as their final chance kicked their sukkah on the way out. They were so angry about why they have to be involved in such an uncomfortable mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Now, why did they build the sukkah on the rooftops? So if you learn Masechta Sukkah, all the sukkahs were on the rooftops. The rooftops used to be flat, and they used to do a lot of things on the roof, right? You learn Masechta Basra, you learn about how they would see into the problems of Hezekiah on a rooftop, that rooftops they would do all sorts of things on the rooftop. You learn Navi, and you learn about David and Bathsheba, and what was she doing on the rooftop, right? The rooftops were things that they used. They were always hanging out doing different things on the rooftops. It's therefore a little bit strange that the Ben Yoyada writes that the fact that it mentions they built on the rooftops shows the gnus of the Umos Ha'olam, that they dafka chose a place where it's exposed more directly to direct sunlight without any sort of protection from the sun, and it's also exposed more to the wind without any protection from the wind. So they chose a place where they were unlikely to succeed. Very strange comment of the Ben Yoyada, because you learn Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara always assumes that the sukkah is built on the rooftop. That's where they built the sukkahs. They always built the sukkah on the rooftop. So it's an unusual comment of the Ben Yoyada. Okay, anyway, the Gemara goes on to say, Shnemer natkas masrosemu nashlichu menu avosemu makdir, so frak Gemara, makdir v'ha amret ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'betruni embryosav, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu take out the sun so strong when they were trying to do the mitzvah? I thought we just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not b'betruni embryosav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't too hard on his people, on his creations. So says Gemara, Mishum Dish Yisrael Nami Zimni the Mashkalut Chuvas Tamuz Al Chaga. Sometimes Sukkot falls out very early and it's very hot. In Eretz Yisrael this year it's going to be very hot. Sukkot time in many parts of the country. Sukkot is going to be very early. So Klal Yisrael has to deal with it sometimes also. Vavilut Tzar, and it's a great Tzar. And therefore, why should the Umos HaOlam have an easier time with the mitzvah of Sukkah than we do? So frankly, Marav Amaravim, it's Tzar Patim in a Sukkah. But if it's really, really hot, you're Patim from Sukkah. Right? If you're in, Miami Beach and it's 98 degrees and in the Sukkah it's 130, you know, it's you're Patim if you're so mitzvah, if it's dangerously hot or very difficult and to live in the Sukkah. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect the Umos HaOlam to stay in the Sukkah? Even Klal Yisrael wouldn't be chayiv to stay in the Sukkah under those circumstances. So the Gemara says, you're right. They were pater. Need the pater, bu'ute mimavati. Right, they were pater, but they shouldn't have kicked the sukkah on the way out. It wasn't for leaving the sukkah that they're punished. It's for going and kicking the sukkah as if they were angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they're punished for. The Ramah writes in Or Chaim, Simitafrei Shlamites, Siv Zayin, that when a person has to leave the sukkah because it's raining, the Ramah says in Halacha, Al Yivat V'yetzei, don't kick on your way out. And the Gra points out, Ramah gets it from this Gemara, that this is not the way we behave when we have to leave the Sukkah. It's not with anger, it's not with frustration. You go out humbled, as if you try to bring a drink to your master and he spilled it right in your face because he was upset at you. That's the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah says like that. That's what it means when it rains on Sukkot. It's as if we're trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us and he doesn't want our service. So you walk out humbled and you don't walk out angry. The Meiri writes, Shar Mitzion Balaf, who quotes the Meiri, Sha'afu Pisha'amu Sha'mitzar Patum in a Sukkah, even though Mitzar is Patum in a Sukkah, Ein Roi La'adam Latseis Mimena Derech Hadiotos, Viderech Misha Eino, Kapid Al Sheinu Mekayim a Mitzvah. We shouldn't go out as if we don't care about the fact that we just lost the opportunity to do a mitzvah. El Yotzi Mena Behechrech, Viderech Shekola Reog, Shu Yotze, Ye Makir Boshu Mukhra Chalkach. We should go out in a way, we shouldn't be celebrating on our way out either. All right, we get to eat inside. No, it should be in a way where it's clear that we're upset that we don't get to do the mitzvah, that we don't have, as if we're being forced out, as if we're being pushed out. That's how we should leave, but like someone who's being forced out of somewhere by a greater authority than themselves, and they don't have the right to get angry, nor should they go and celebrate. And that's a very important masvaskal in terms of how we deal with sukkah when sometimes we don't have the ability to stay in the sukkah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek Alein. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and laughs at them, he mocks them. Here they ask for this one mitzvah, they said, oh, we'll give us one more chance, we'll do that, and he gives them an easy mitzvah, and they blow it. So Shenemar Yoshev B'Shemayim Yischak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ein Schok Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'osei Yom Bulvad. That's the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Schok. Some say Rav Yitzchak's comment on a different in a different context. The Tanya Rav Yosiyom Lasa Lava Ban of the Chavim was Gairin. The Lasa Lava of the Chavim are going to come and they're going to try to be Megayer. So frankly, Gemara, we Mekablinim Minayu. Are we Mekabel Gairin Lasa Lava of Tanya and Mekabel Gairin Yimos Hamashiach? We're not Mekabel Gairin when things are going really well for us, like during the Yimos Hamashiach, because we assume that they're not being sincere, that they just see the success of Klal Yisrael and that's why they want to join. Kayotze Baolo Kiblu Gairin Lobi Meidav. And that's why they were not Mekabel Gerim during the days of David or Shlomo, because it was times of great success for Klal Yisrael, and we can't know that they're being sincere. El Shanasu Gerim Gerurim Umanichin Tfilim Brashay and Tfilim Bezrael Sehem. Rather, they themselves try to convert on their own, and they start doing all the mitzvahs. They start wearing tefillin and putting on mezuzahs on their doorways and wearing tzitzis. Kivin Sharon Melchama Gog Umagog, and then they see the Melchama of Gog Umagog that's against Klal Yisrael. Omer Lahen, and they say Al Ma Basam. They say to Gog Umagog, why are you coming? Why are you attacking? Omer Lo Al Hashem Val Mashicha. We're coming to attack Hashem and His Anointed Ones, meaning that Klal Yisrael is the object is going to be the object of our attack. And each of them, when as soon as they see Gog Umagog coming to attack, they're immediately going to remove all those mitzvahs and take off the tefillin and the tzitzis and the mezuzahs, and they're going to pretend that they don't know anything about the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Masachik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be up there laughing up there in Shemayim. Shnemar Yoshev B'Shemayim Yischak. Amar B'Yitzchak Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schok Ela Usa Yom Bulvad. And that's where B'Yitzchak says the only schok HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is on that day when he sees how they foolishly leave Klal Yisrael because of that concern, that fear of Gog Umagog, and that's going to be the war that turns everything around for us, and that's going to really lead to the ultimate Ge'ula. So Do you really mean to say God only laughs at that one moment, Lasalavo? But didn't we learn that there are 12 hours in the day? And what does God do? What's God's schedule? First 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns. The next 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and he judges the entire world. That's his primary job, right? He's the judge of all of humanity. Once he sees that the world deserves to be destroyed, he's going to leave the Kisei Adin and instead act with Rachamim. The next 3 hours, he does his charity work. He goes and he supports the entire world. From the highest horns of the Ra'im, which has very high horns, I'm not sure exactly what it is, to the Beit Kinim, to the eggs of the Kinim, which are the lowest types of things. Then at the end of the day, he unwinds. He sits and he's mesachik. So he has a moment of schok, 3 hours of schok each day, together with the levyasin. Shnemer levyasin say yitzarta lesachik bo. The Baal Yom Tov say there's a lot to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schedule in terms of obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schedule doesn't. We don't understand what that means, but the Gemara tells it to us in terms of what we should learn from it. Perhaps most notable is look at the first two segments of the day. At first, he's osik b'Torah before he goes to work, right? Before he goes and does his job, which is to be dan and zan, is kol ha'olam. That's primarily what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role is, taking care of all the entire world. He's first osik b'Torah. That learning Torah is a good way to start the day. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, im b'riyosav mesachik, va'al b'riyosav enu mesachik. No, he'll laugh with his creatures, but not at his creatures. That's going to wait loss of love for him to laugh at them. Ela osa yom b'vado, except for that day. Amar le'ravacha l'rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, yom shkar b'yosav from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there's no schok for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minol and delak schok. How do we know that? Ilim min dechzev v'yikra Hashem elokim tzvakos b'yomahu lebechi l'mispar l'karcha, that it's going to be a day of bechi, mispar, and karcha, which is the opposite of schok. Dilmahu yomah v'suba. Maybe that's just that day, but not the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. But after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to have schok. Ela dechzev imeshkachechi yushlaim tishkachi mini tidbak l'shoni l'chiki imlo eskerechi. Pasuk says, anytime we recall Yerushalayim, we can never forget it, and therefore we're always going to have tidbak l'shoni l'chiki. So there's not going to be schok. So says Gemara, no, dilma shichu d'lakav l'schok mi'ayika. Maybe we won't forget Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget Yerushalayim, but he could still laugh once in a while. Elameha hechshesi me'olam achrish hasapak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be silent from schok forever. So b'rivi yosmai avin, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in the fourth segment of the day if he's not osek in schok? So Yoshev melami tinok shal beis rabban tori, teaches the tinok shal beis rabban Torah. Shenemar esmi yoredev esmi yavin shmua gemule mechala vatikei mishadayin. Those who are removed from the mother's milk, then they're ready to learn Torah already. Lemi yoredev, lemi yavin shmua, legemule mechala vatikei mishadayin. Who is one that's appropriate to teach Torah? As soon as a child stops nursing, he's already ready to learn Torah. Umi yikara man have a migmar lehu. Prior to that, who used to teach them Torah? Prior to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be Mesachik in Levyasan. So who used to teach the Tinok Shel Beis Rabban Torah? So Iba Yisema Mitatron, either Mitatron, which is some type of angel, Viba Yisema Havaha Avid, that he would do both, that he would be Mesachik and Levyasan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do two things at the same time. He would be Mesachik and Levyasan and teach them Torah. Obelele Mayavid, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at night times? Siba Yisema Mein Yimama, either his nighttime schedule mirrors his daytime schedule, Viba Yisema Rochev Al Kruv Kal Shalo Vishat Bishmona Eser Elef Alamos, or he rides on a very fast cherub and he goes around to 18,000 worlds. Shnema Rochev Al Kim Rabusayim Alfe Shinan Al Tikre Shinan El Sheinan, that it's that it's 20,000, but alfe 2,000 she'enan, meaning 18,000, right? So it's 20,000 minus 2,000, 18,000 worlds. V'ibay semi yoshiv v'shomer shira min pi chayos, or he sits there and he listens to the shira from the chayos hakodesh. Ne'amar yom mitzav Hashem chazdo b'layla shiru ami. Amar Rabbi Levi kol aposik mitivrei Torah va'osik mitivrei sicha machin lo gachali resamim. Anyone who stops from learning Torah and instead involves himself in stam sicha b'teila is gonna be fed Gechali Rusamim, hot coals. Shnemer Akov from Aloha Chalisiach, Vishorish Rusamim Lachmam, that Rusamim is going to be their bread. Amre Shlakish Kala Osik Batar Balaila, anyone who's Osik in Torah at nighttime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chalav Chut Shel Chesed Biyom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a certain Chut Shel Chesed, a certain Chain that they're going to have during the daytime. Shnemer Yom Mitzav Hashem Chazdo, Balaila Shiru Imi. Matam Yom Mitzav Hashem Chazdo. Why is it that during the day they're going to have this Chut Shel Chesed? Mishum de Belayla Shiruimi, because at nighttime they sing the songs of Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll have the alternate Rashi of Bez Hashem tomorrow. The Ikudami will pick up with tomorrow.